with Rob Thomas.
Every night's game, get $5 schooners of Great Northern Super Crisp only at Windsor Castle.
What have I done?
With Tanya and Steve.
Hey guys, Nathan Ross here. Thanks for tuning in.
The Ross Dog, Nathan Ross.
The man that helped us get to number one. Thank you, Nathan, for all your input.
Thank you, mate.
Apparently, they've gone through the figures of our number one rating, and Wednesday mornings at 6:40 is killing it.
Yeah. I'd like to think everyone's up listening at this hour.
How are you?
I'm very good, but how good are the Newcastle Knights going right now? Four wins good on the trot.
Yeah, it's ridiculously good, and what a turnaround for the season. And again, and we were, you know, talking to Lockie, and both Tanya and I talking, the Mitchell Pearce. I mean, Pong is scoring the tries and doing the wonders, but Pearce is just on fire.
Yeah, I think if you have a look at like the Newcastle team at this point in time, our big three is what we can probably call them now. Kalyn Ponga, Mitchell Pearce and David Clemmer, they're all doing their role. Yeah. David Clemmer's consistently getting over 150 to 200 running metres. Mitchell Pearce is kicking games on song, and Kalyn Ponga is doing what he does best, and that's scoring tries. But you can see that he's a focused young kid at this point in time. If you even just have a look at his goal kicking. He got 16 points with the boot, and you can tell by how much someone's on when they're a goal kicker is how consistent they are, and he's consistently doing these things right, which shows that he must be in a very good headspace at this point in time.
Well, that was then. This is a very different ball game on Friday night against the Roosters.
It is, and don't we always just seem to bump into a team after a shock loss? Like, no one was expecting the Roosters to lose to Brisbane,
yeah,
and so Roosters come out. They get dusted by a team they weren't meant to lose to, and now they're going to be more fired up than ever. It's just always the way. But I just think that we're primed for the task at this point in time. I think that we've got the momentum. We're rolling into a team that, you know, probably feel that they are the best, and we're a team that wants to show that we can punch with the big boys. I think they're ripe for the picking once again. I think Newcastle are going to go five straight, that's for sure.
Nice.
Tell us, because it's new to, you know, average punter watching the Knights, Jesse Raymond, the centre, up for origin selections, people are raving about his defence, et cetera, et cetera. I think it'd be fair to say we haven't seen the best of him yet.
We definitely haven't.
So it's hard for us to go, oh, wow, yeah, Jesse Raymond for sure, because we haven't seen the best of him yet. But as a player, and you've played alongside him and you know him well,
yeah, so I've been able to play, not just train alongside him and do opposed in our preseason against him, but I got an opportunity to play against him last year, and I got an absolute bath for a young kid.
So we don't know that yet.
He's extremely, extremely strong, as you can see in his tackle break numbers, but his defensive reads are second to none. That's probably why the right-hand side of the field leaked next to no points at this point in time. As a young kid, I think he's ready for Origin. His work ethic is superb, and just his attitude towards not just rugby league but life in general. He's a young father. He had a kid at a young age, at the age of 16, that not too many people know about. And it translates into the way that he works so hard off the football field is because he wants to be a good role model for his daughter, but he also wants to make the best of his career while he can. I think he is in the shop window, and he definitely needs to get picked now that James Roberts isn't even playing first grade.
Last year, Mitchell Pearce robbed of the opportunity to go up against his old club, the Roosters, this Friday night. Apart from anything else, how must he feel going into this match? He's been on fire, but he wants a point to prove to the Roosters.
Yeah, look, he'll definitely be anxious. When you come up against an old team, there is that playing against your old friends. You don't know whether you're going to be trying to be friends on the field or whether you're going to be frenemies on the field. I think Sean Kennedy did a pretty good job last year where he just, you know, took the bull by the horns and took it to them. But I think Mitchell is going to be ready for this encounter. He's coming up against...
The thing is, though, that Cronk and Pearce were never friends.
No.
They were never rooster mates or anything like that.
No.
So it's double rivalry,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, it's huge. But so Mitchell took him to a premiership. Now Cooper's taken to a recent premiership. So he's got to go out there and show that almost, you know what, like, it's worked out for the Newcastle Knights with the Roosters getting rid of him, and now it's a perfect opportunity to say to you, hey, guys, I was the man for the job, and now look what I can do with the team that I'm building around me.
That's the point you want to prove, isn't it?
That's the point you want to prove, and I think with the way his headspace is at the moment, he's doing tremendous and he's doing the right things, and he will lead us to a victory on the weekend.
Awesome.
Are you noticing, I'm certainly noticing, that the refereeing this year is brilliant. No, I'm serious.
In terms of the games,
you know, like last year was a joke. And, of course, they make mistakes. Everyone does. No, but I just mean we're watching really fast-flowing rugby league now.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I love the fact that Ross thought you were joking.
Yeah, look, they're doing better than ever. No, but I think it's the accessibility that rugby league players have to the referees now. So there's a lot of times throughout the year in the preseason that refs will come out and ref – inter-club games. Mm. So you can actually get a feel of that ref as a person and the way that they want to judiciarize, if that's the word, the game. And then, it's just being familiar with one another.
Okay.
Which will help the game flow.
All right, well, the Knights taking on the Roosters Friday night, 7:55, McDonald Jones Stadium. We have to go because we need to sit down and take some notes off Ross Dogg how to maintain our number one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So really appreciate...
A couple of radio tips, eh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
I got none. Just a special, I'm learning from you guys.
Just a special treat for you, mate. She doesn't know I'm going to do this, but because we're playing the Roosters, there's a special thing that Tanya has in her arm that you don't know of and you're about to hear. Go on.
You ready?
You ready?
What is that?
That's like spot on.
I know. Yeah.
Is that every morning?
My neighbours hate me.
Actually, to be honest, it's usually every dinner party at about 9.
When did you realise that
I have
talent?
Been able to do that since I was about 4. Yeah.
Okay, you Thank have you. No idea how lonely her childhood was, do you? We'll talk to him about that.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, thank you.
Go on, do your pig.
All the farm animals.
Oh, Michael said you did.
That's only when I'm asleep.
Thanks, Rossi, for coming in. Nathan Ross there. Thanks to the Windsor Castle Hotel. Every night's game, get $5 scooters of Great Northern Super Chris at the Windsor Castle Hotel. This is dangerous.
The horse! Show him the horse!
On Newcastle's Triple M.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy. Jane